Sean, heard round the world.
President Obama under heavy fire as far as national security is concerned, and it's not just from the most conservative members on the Hill. In the meantime, sadly, 8 Americans, 5 Canadians dead in an Afghanistan attack. And the Americans, they were CIA officers that were believed to be killed in that attack. Awful stuff. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Coming up, we're swinging into a new decade, a new year, in fact. How about those resolutions? Are you a resolution person? Have you put together a few of your own? Or predictions heading into the new year? 2009 certainly was interesting. The decade was one that was curious across the board, whether we're talking politics, a business, or entertainment, I guess, in general. It's just whizzed by. 10 years, poof, and now we're into 2010. Feels odd almost to say it. I think I mentioned this on one of the previous shows. I don't know why it is. Maybe because things, my life, probably like yours, zoom along so fast that often in the beginning of the year I cannot remember the date. And I will go back and look at a checkbook, because how often do you write checks anymore? Everything, so much of it is done online. But you go and you look, and you've written the wrong date, and you've written the wrong date, and you've written the wrong date. I think it's going to be a tricky one for a lot of people to write 2010. I don't know. I know we're smart people, but there's something about flipping that calendar, especially when you go into another decade, that can be rather confusing in the beginning. All right, sadly, the big story on the day, and boy, it's disheartening to hear this too. A congressional official source is saying that CIA employees were among the dead in that suicide bombing inside a base in eastern Afghanistan. Boy, how many people were wiped out in the CIA? Like I said, some top brass, some top officials who were stationed there. And it was a combination of agency officers and even contractors who operated out of that very, very remote outpost, as I understand from somebody I had a conversation with today. They were there with the military and other agencies, and there isn't a lot of confirmation on who the folks are at this point, although it's starting to, some of that information is starting to trickle in. Basically, what happened is in eight people, as I mentioned, the civilians and others were wounded. The attack happened at what they call a forward operating base. It was forward operating base Chapman, and I think really caught, obviously, those who were involved completely off guard. And you know, just when we discuss what's happening in the Middle East, as we do so much on this show, and our investment there and our human investment, a big blow like this happens. And you got to think, when you talk about national security, and as I mentioned, so many people just pummeling Obama from all sides, even after a year, saying, hey, if they want to back off the White House and say, well, it's only been a year, it's only been 1 year at this point, and all that other stuff, it's starting to really, I think, seep into some of the numbers that we're seeing as far as the popularity or lack of popularity in some cases for Barack Obama. Because we have so many polls, daily tracking polls, the Rasmussen poll, et cetera, where they measure every single thing. And whenever you have what's bubbled up in Afghanistan, obviously, and, of course, this latest thing in Detroit, too, as well, how does this 23-year-old Nigerian fool everybody get through the system? And then you get asked the question. You get that little ring-ding-ding phone call, and you get asked to participate in the poll, and it's not just Republicans. I mean, we're talking about people left of left that are participating in some of the polls. It may just be, if we're really, really looking forward, this may be a four-year president unless something seriously changes. I know it's just a year in, but across the board, it's not looking good for this supposed transparent White House. And here's what's interesting. We go back to the thin skin again. This time they were using the White House blog. Did you know the White House had a blog? A top aide to Obama just basically blew off former Vice President Dick Cheney's criticism about the way the president is approaching dealing with terrorists as what Cheney said, the typical Washington game of pointing fingers and making political hay. And that is what Cheney said when he was asked about the attempted terrorist attack on the plane that we've been talking about so much on Christmas Day. Dan Pfeiffer, who is the White House communications director, said the Republican former VP who said Obama was trying to pretend we're not at war with terrorists is way off base. And, you know, you got to say that there is something to this. There is something to this volleying back and forth, and I don't understand it. If I'm them, I blow it off. If I'm because this is how politics is now. Let's be honest about it. It's teams. It's like you're a team. You know, we do that nail the score thing. You got to pick a team. There's no question. The days of you're a Democrat, Republican, undecided, independent, whatever. Those days, you can label yourself all those, any of those titles. But the days of having those conversations where you could talk about politics across the aisle seem to be way gone, right? So now you pick sides. The problem is, if you're the president, you're in the middle of all this crap, all this nonsense, one of our most important times historically, the things that could happen, that are happening, you got to have the people around you, that, and you got to tell them, who cares? Who cares what happened? Who cares what someone's saying from a previous administration? Who cares? And the reason they care is because it's hitting too close to home. And so the jab from the VP got under the skin once again of the very thin-skinned White House. We're playing the same thing over and over and over and over again. All right, so we'll talk more about this coming up here on America Tonight. By the way, because we just did go through the holidays, whether you celebrated Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Christmas, of course, a traditional Christmas, whatever, you get the gifts and then you try to figure out what are you going to do with the gifts, because a lot of times, you know, it's not what you wanted and you're being polite, so do you return it? Do you sell it on eBay? David Goldstein, who owns several eBay stores, is going to jump on the air with us and talk about, first of all, the phenomenon of what's happening in these stores. Because of the recession, because of the unemployment, and I think because of people downsizing, frankly, they continue to see big numbers of people selling their stuff, getting rid of stuff, pulling things out of closets, garages, basements, you know, all that other sort of thing, because one, you're netting yourself usually some money, and two, you're shedding things you probably don't need. A lot of that also coincides, I think, with going into a new year. I think when you swing into a new year, it's out with the old and in with a different attitude. And one of the things that helps you when you're trying to do that, I really honestly, is to get rid of the clutter. That's what they need to do in Washington. Get rid of the clutter. Some feng shui, perhaps. Something, anything. Again, if I were the White House communications director, that's the first thing I would advise. Come on. I mean, why? Why do we care what someone else says? All right, speaking of caring what someone else says, Rush Limbaugh. Do you know that he is, I'm sure you know how popular he is, the godfather of talk radio. Whether you like him or you hate him, it doesn't matter. I mean, the guy has amazing popularity. His 15-minute monologue is the most listened to thing in radio, and apparently he was taken to a hospital in Hawaii with some kind of pain in serious condition. That's all we know at this point. Stay with us. We're talking eBay next.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
When the electricity goes out, how will you boil water, cook dinner, light your home, or get news reports? Most families are not prepared for even the shortest power outage due to hurricanes, tornadoes, ice storms, and so on. But you can prepare your family for emergencies and not spend a lot doing it with the amazing products from Carol Stove. CarolStove.com is a family preparedness website that has everything you will need in the event of emergency at big discounts. Kerosene stoves, lanterns, emergency radios, water filters, LED flashlights, and even an oven for baking. CarolStove.com is the largest selection of kerosene stoves on the internet. They've even put together two family emergency kits at big discounts that include everything you'll need for the next extended blackout. With CarolStove.com's family emergency kits, you'll be able to cook, bake, light your home, make safe drinking water, and hear the news. And you'll be surprised how little you'll spend on Carol Stove's incredible products. For example, our most popular single burner stove starts at only $58. See our complete line of quality stoves and ovens at CarolStove.com. That's K-E-R-O-Stove.com. Keep cooking with CarolStove.com.
Whoa, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, when it came to...
All right, so talking about this, what do you do with the stuff that you didn't want from, you know, my pals back in Cherry Hill who got some interesting things for Hanukkah, but didn't want to keep all of them? What do you do when you get stuff that you decide you don't want? It's just like that clutter thing I was mentioning when you're ushering in a new year, right? So you have these Christmas gifts, and now you got more stuff in your house, and then you're trying to get rid of other stuff, and you're trying to let go of things. Where do you sell it? Are you trying to do the yard sale thing? Are you trying to do the eBay thing? And I think it's bigger than ever to sell your stuff. So who better to talk to than David Goldstein from Easy Sale? By now, he probably owns half of the world because he had a whole bunch of stores, certainly in Dallas. David, are you international yet?
Hi, Kate. Happy New Year. No, not yet. We're working on it, though. We're part of a larger organization now called Easy Sale, and we have five locations in Dallas-Fort Worth. And, you know, we have our sights on bigger stuff, but that's coming.
Good for you. Hey, it's really true, isn't it? I feel this way just in my conversations with people all over. I think people are still continuing to downsize, and they like that, which means that they're selling more things, right?
Yeah, they are, Kate. And, you know, at EasySale.net, we've actually, we're one day away, I guess, from wrapping up our best year ever. People have really turned to eBay more this year to get rid of some of the clutter like you're talking about and, you know, turn that stuff into cash.
Okay, so what are some of, this is always fun to ask you, because people are always curious about this kind of thing. What's, and I know this is like a loaded question because you've had so many things that you've sold, but what's one of the most unusual things that you've put up that you've sold?
Well, I'll tell you one of the things that was really interesting lately, and I don't know the full story behind it, but we had a customer who came in and sold a phone wiretapping device.
Mm-hmm.
I assume it was illegal, and I don't know what it was used for. But, you know, you can draw your own conclusions from that. We also are just about to put up a listing for a, and I think this was actually a gift someone got, believe it or not, a full-scale Freddy Krueger glove from the Nightmare on Elm Street movies. And nothing says love like a Freddy Krueger glove, you know.
I like those movies, especially the first one. You know, you start to go down the line, and then you kind of lose me. But I did like Freddy Krueger originally. Okay, so Easy Sale is perfect for somebody like me because forget it if I'm trying to sell it. If I'm trying to list it somewhere, I'm lost in the sauce. Do you have, and you must do this, right? You, somebody, like I bring something, I have an armoire, whatever, and I bring it in, and I have really kind of an idea of what I think it's worth. Do you give me the price point on that? How does that work?
Right. So what we're going to be able to do at Easy Sale is do some research to try to figure out, based on historical sales, what your item is most likely to sell for. And, you know, the market changes day to day, but with our experience and some of the research that we can do, we can look at things and say it's likely to sell in a range from X to Y, and usually we're pretty close. You know, things that are the same, like an 8-gigabyte iPod, okay? We can pin that down much more easily than we can an antique armoire that's going to be one of a kind.
Yeah. Hey, I was in a cell phone shop the other day, and they told me, oh, yeah, people buy your cell phones, and you can, you know, always sell your cell phones because people don't know what
that's
to
right.
do or donate it to charity. They can bring it to you, right?
Yeah, and in fact, we have two different options. You know, if the phone is relatively new, and especially if it's a PDA-type phone like an iPhone or something like that, we can sell it on eBay and recapture a lot of the value. For an older phone that's kind of at its end of life, we started earlier this year a trade-in and recycling program. We may be able to give you $20 or $25 for it, and we just pay you that in a check within a week so it doesn't go through eBay. And then we have a recycling partner that makes sure that those phones are recycled properly and, you know, in an environmentally and socially responsible way. And if they're not worth anything, at least we'll plant a tree in your name, which is kind of nice.
Yeah, no kidding. I think that's a great idea. Okay, so we're just through the holidays. What do you think you might start seeing a lot of?
Well, you know, there's some interesting statistics. eBay actually did some studies before Christmas to kind of find out what people return. And, you know, they found like one in four people are planning to recycle an unwanted present by giving it to someone else as a gift. So that's the classic regifting. One in five people plan to, you know, sell stuff on eBay that they didn't want. And the kinds of things that eBay says we should be seeing, you know, we're just now getting people in the stores with their returns. Things like power tools and do-it-yourself equipment, some home appliances. A big thing this year apparently is experience packages, like you buy somebody a hot air balloon trip or scuba lessons and, you know, they're scared to go in the water or something of that nature. So, you know, there's going to be the oddball things, but there's a lot of normal things, too. It's not just the ugly ties. I did a search, actually, on eBay just before we went on the air for things that are listed as unwanted gifts, because you can actually search that term. And I found an HTC Touch smartphone, very expensive smartphone, a number of recent release movies on Blu-ray, an 8-gig iPod Nano, several designer handbags. So, you know, people tend to get rid of stuff that they get as a gift, not just because they don't like it, but often because it's a duplicate of something they already have. So there's perfectly good stuff out there, and you can make a lot of money by selling that stuff rather than, you know, just storing it away.
Yeah. And so how does it work? Like somebody, we talked about this before, somebody brings it in, you decide what it's worth, you put it up there, and then you send them a check once it sells.
Basically, that's right. I mean, one of the things that's new since we talked last time is that we now offer free pickup service. One of the things we found was that people who had big items like, you know, furniture and exercise equipment and stuff like that, you know, they couldn't get into one of our stores. So we've now got a fleet of trucks that will go out to your home or business and pick that stuff up from you for free, or you can bring small stuff into our stores, whatever's most convenient. Then the Easy Sale staff person, like I said, will look up the item, try to give you an idea of its value and decide how best to sell it. We handle the whole process, so we take the photographs for eBay, we write the description, We answer the questions that buyers ask, which tends to be, you know, a lot of them. People are being more careful about what they buy. We take care of collecting payment and then the shipping or freight, which is a big deal when you're talking about shipping something like an Armoire. And then about 6 weeks after you brought it into us, we send you a check for 60% of what it's sold for. The rest covers all the eBay and PayPal fees and our service fees. So it's a great deal, great time saver for people who are really busy and just would like to do other things with their time.
Yeah. From the business perspective of this, David, I see this getting even bigger. Obviously, this is what you're doing, and you have these stores now. Do you agree with me? Do you see this whole thing just regenerating itself and getting even bigger?
I do, and really for two reasons. The first one is eBay continues to make selling harder. You know, they're trying to provide a safer marketplace for buyers, which is great, but to do that, they make the sellers jump through a lot more hoops. And so it's become a lot more difficult for the casual seller to just, you know, sign on and sell one or two things. The other reason is that selling items online has become almost, you know, part of kind of our social consciousness. It's what we expect to do. It's no longer something new and novel. And people don't have the patience to sit and do it themselves. They would rather drop it off with someone who will just take care of it and send them money, and that's what EasySale.net does.
No, that's excellent. All right, David, happy holidays to you. And, of course, I wish you the best in the new year, and thanks for joining us on America Tonight. And everybody can check it out by going to EasySale.net. Thanks, David.
Thanks, Kate. Happy New Year.
You too. How cool is that, though, that they pick it up? I think he's right. The for most of us, the majority of people, you might have to, I bet you right now, everybody listening to me, that's why I thought about doing this. I bet you right now, everybody has probably maybe 2 to 4 things that are just, they just don't know what to do with. They're just hanging around. But here you could turn that into cash. And I think, like I said, in the clearing process for people, more people are selling their stuff. That's why I've noticed so many garage sales or estate sales or just people who put up that they're selling something wherever at the supermarket. I mean, you certainly, all of you know this. Places where you gather, you'll see signs about somebody selling something or in one of the free papers. And this is no exception. In this case, eBay, when it originally started, I think what happened for people, it was too much of a hassle, the shipping thing and then the new rules, as David said. So more stores like David's are starting to pop up, and what a good idea. You know, if you want to control the, I don't know, if you want to control a little bit of that extra cash flow when things are really tight, this might be a good route to go. All right, thinking forward and getting rid of clutter, you may have some resolutions that you want to share with us. So resolutions you think that some of the politicians should have. I've got one. If I were the White House, I would print one out for everybody and say, I will no longer react to anything, any kind of criticism from any former politicians or any talking heads who want to break down what has happened on the day. But they won't do that because they're too sensitive and they're not transparent. 800-259-5791.
This is an emergency alert. People don't die of H1N1 infection. They die from system-wide intoxication and toxic shock. Doctors call it the cytokine storm following infection and immune hyperstimulation. Vaccines with immune stimulants or toxic drugs chemicalize your body, adding to your death risk. Prevent death and reverse diseases from infections, vaccinations, and drug toxicity. Call this number to get my free special report about the flu and what to do to save lives, maybe even your own. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. Order Zeolife, the world's most powerful broad-spectrum detoxifier, immune system guard, and vaccine cleanse. Avoid vaccinations and drugs. Use Zeolife and OxySilver Hydrosol instead to detox and de-germ your body. Stop the shock of toxicity and preventable deaths. Call 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Or visit zeolife.net and oxysilver.net and order your free report and package special.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
It's obvious God loves us and has a sense of humor. Why? Because he created peppermint. Hi, this is Dr. Catherine Ulbrich for GetMint.com. We all know that mint is fun and delicious, but did you know it's also great for your health? Research shows mint can help soothe a headache or calm an upset stomach. It's antimicrobial and antiviral, so it's perfect for flu season, too. You can use it to chase bugs and mice out of your pantry without toxic chemicals. And kids love its great cool taste. GetMint.com offers quality peppermint and spearmint oils made right here in the USA by fourth-generation mint farmer Peppermint Jim. His pure, pungent mint oils are 100% natural, free from harmful chemicals, and very affordable. So improve your health and spice up your life with natural mint products from GetMint.com or call 1-800-345-9068. That's GetMint.com or 1-800-345-9068 and feel the minty freshness.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. Alex and I have talked about food security for your family for years. Now we're into the holiday season, the happy time of year when friends and family come together, and food is always the expression of our shared love and caring. This year, the eFoods Holiday Special Food Supply has the two things that you've asked for most. Easy-to-make prepared meals that taste great, and a smaller-than-one-year supply for greater affordability. I don't have to tell you that the troubled times and loss of freedoms that we only anticipated in 2008 have arrived in our lives with a vengeance. This holiday special is designed to bring peace and security to you and yours, and comes with a free 7-day responder for you to give to someone less fortunate. Call 800-409-5633. Or on the web, eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. We here at eFoods Direct wish you peace, security, and plenty this holiday season.
An optimist stays up until midnight to see the new year in. A pessimist stays up to make sure the old year leaves. That's a quote from Bill Vaughn. All right, we're talking about this year, getting rid of it and going into the next one. If you have a resolution you want to share or one that you think should be a resolution for somebody in politics, business, entertainment, go ahead and share it. Here's one for Charlie Sheen. I promise not to get married in this next year. Is this guy the worst with women? The other day we played his 911 caller, his wife's 911 call. Now, of course, she's seeking a divorce, not a surprise. He's had oodles of kids, and I don't know how many wives now at this point, at least three or four. And if I were him, I would just stay away. You know, the problem could be on him, but regardless, Don't divorce one and go after the next one right away, because he's done that apparently a couple of different times. All right, sadly, I started off this hour in talking about the downer that 09 was for many Americans as far as how they see things like security, national security, etc. And a lot of this, of course, now on the heels of this crazy airline attack that could have been in Detroit, pointing out the numerous loopholes we have in the system. Not that we didn't think that, not that we didn't know that, not that we didn't have lots of people on this show telling us about it. This year we talked to Frank Gaffney about that. We, with the Center for Policy Control, we talked many, many times to Jeff Atticott. In fact, just the other night we talked to Jeff Atticott, our terrorism expert, about holes in the system. We talked to Jed Babin a former Assistant Secretary of Defense, Undersecretary of Defense, about how what's going on, certainly in this past year. So we started off in the last 6 months, 7-8 months, doing that when all the CIA stuff broke. Now, on the heels of all of that, and then throw in this deal with the TSA and airline checking and whatnot, and what a way to end 09. So all these polls are talking about, for example, the president and his popularity and lack of popularity, whatever. But in general, the mood, Americans overall in 09 thought it was pretty gloomy. Only 16% called 09 a good year, 72% optimistic for the next year. So check this out. I mean, so Americans are agreeing on something, right? That 2009 wasn't so hot. Nearly three-fourths of Americans think 2009 was a bad year for the country. Job losses, home foreclosures, economic sickness. 42% rated it very bad. This is an AP poll that was just released. And obviously worse than 2006. That's the last time they did this kind of a poll. That survey that year found that 58% of Americans felt the nation had suffered a bad year. 39% considered it a good year. So there are signs that people are hopeful for 2010. But do you feel hopeful, or do you feel like we've just hit the tip of the iceberg? I'll tell you what, I think when it comes to defense, I don't feel as hopeful as some. If anything, the airline attack, the lack of scanners, the problems with the TSA, the visa problem, more importantly to me, is one that has to be addressed immediately. And why over the past 8 years it hasn't been, I have no clue. Because constantly we're hearing that that's one of the things that's being worked on, but yet all we see are signs pointing to, no, that's not the case at all. And so we've got major problems with airport vulnerability. And as somebody who has family all over the place, frankly, and fly, it's not a comforting thing to think about, especially if you have to go outside the borders, but even not outside the borders, even domestically. So our president calls it a systematic failure. I can think of some other words that led to that botched Christmas terror attack, you know, to prevent it, the failure to prevent it. And so now we're doing this review thing of the TSA's security measures. In fact, that's supposed to come out, a preliminary thing is supposed to come out tomorrow on New Year's Eve. And the results with this, that the TSA has already done, because a few months ago they did do an inside review. Boy, the statistics are ugly. I was scouring around the other day to get anything I could on the TSA. And, of course, it's tied as a drum. But now public information, they have to release certain things. Well, this is one thing that was released. In September, the U.S. Government Accountability Office did a study on aviation security, and they called it a national strategy and other actions that would strengthen TSA's efforts to secure commercial airport perimeters, right? So in this report, they concluded that despite all this effort to assess and counteract to the risks and all that stuff, airport security is vulnerable and untested. See, there's your kicker. So in a almost 70-page report, almost 70 pages, they said in the report that about 450 commercial airports had never even undergone risk assessment, any kind of analysis ever, because they didn't have anything in place to do that with. So they don't know how vulnerable they are anyway at all. That's not good. Because if you remember, the TSA was given the authority to oversee security ops back in 2002. But they failed to properly identify budgetary needs that they needed to ensure the risks of a terrorist attack, preventing it, or security breach, all that sort of stuff. So there's no unifying national strategy. Boy, this is all too familiar. What's the strategy? When can we get the strategy? There is no strategy is the answer to that. How can you have no strategy at the TSA after what happened on 9/11? One boss, one guy getting paid six figures plus cannot sit down, write out a risk assessment, discuss the need for especially our bigger airports, but regardless, all of them regional, et cetera. You can't find a way to pull this all together. Are you kidding? Can you imagine how laughable it is, how easy it would be to penetrate that security? Of course it is. That's the thing. So anyway, according to this report, I'm not trying to make everyone feel bad. It's just the facts. According to this report, there were 1,400 airport security breaches in 2004. In 2005, we went up a bunch. That's over 2,073. 2006, 2,258. 2007, almost 2,800. And by 2008, it was well over 2,800. So there's something seriously wrong here. I can't believe, first of all, that no one's been fired. And I think more than there's been a systematic failure, the systematic failure is that is just weak to come out and then make a statement like that, because it's more than a systematic failure. There's no strategy. There's no cohesiveness. There's no nada, nothing when it comes to the TSA. It's just you're on your own, man. Here's the handbook that, oops, we accidentally published on the Internet. And good luck if you can prevent somebody from coming in with box cutters or plastiques that they're going to blow up a plane on somehow. I mean, basically, that's what it is. In 2008, TSA pilot tested a bunch of methods, remember, to screen airport workers to compare the costs and impacts of 100% worker screening and random worker screening. And then they designed and implemented it in coordination with the Homeland Security, a federally funded research and development center, blah, 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 right? So because of the limitations in design with this pilot program, and they only had a handful of airports, seven out of 450, they don't know if it's even cost effective. So this is bad news. It's bad news because it's been such a long time. And what does that say? You know, if we work for a company, if I was middle management and all of you were middle management, we worked for some giant corporation, we'd all be gone. If we had 8 years, basically, to change something, to come up with a strategy, it's just these screw-ups are ridiculous. I mean, there is no price to be paid for failure other than death, somebody dying, planes getting blown apart because of incompetency. The botched airline attack, airplane attack, is that, really, when you start to dig underneath the surface, it gets you more and more furious. It's outrageous, actually, what happened leading up to this is the problem. You know, here's the thing. Is terrorism a military threat, somebody said to me today, or a criminal threat? And I said back, I said, you know what, when it comes to the airlines, I don't care how you label it, I just think that there's ridiculous, ridiculous incompetency across the board, and maybe you need more of a military presence. Maybe you need to pay more for the screeners, and you need to have big-time security folks at some of the major hubs. And certainly going over the list, not to be able to go, to have a list, to be on the terror list, to pay cash for, you know, I hate to keep hammering this because I hate talk show hosts that say the same thing over and over again. And that's why I've been trying to scoop around, dig around, ask questions. But I'm just coming up with ugly, ugly answers. I mean, I guess that's what the upshot of it is. All right, we're talking about odds and ends next on the flip side here on America Tonight.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to liquid zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free liquid zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try liquid zeolite today.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
It was Ben Franklin who said, be always at war with your vices, at peace with your neighbors, and let each new year find you a better man. Those are words to live by, certainly. When you say goodbye to one year and you usher in another, people make resolutions. If you have any resolutions you want to share, certainly do that, whether they're personal, which probably have to do with weight, finance, or something else, relationships, or if you can come up with a resolution for somebody that has made too much news recently, feel free to do that as well. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. I got one. For Tiger Woods, his resolution should be, I will no longer chase strippers and porn stars. Because whether he ends up being single or stays married, it doesn't lead to a good place for him. And this has been a disastrous tail end of the year. Judging by all the headlines that still are now starting to continue to eke out. Let's go to Sam, who's listening to us across the border in Montreal. Hello, Sam.
How you doing, gorgeous?
How are you?
Well, I went on a good trip today.
Oh, well, do tell.
Okay, nothing big. I just went to the airport to pick up Julie, her daughter.
Ooh. That's a good trip. This is your longtime girlfriend now.
Yeah.
And she was gone for how long in Italy?
2 weeks.
Yeah?
Yeah, and needless to say, yeah, the security was really, like, it took forever, but she said it was worth it.
Hmm.
But, she's waiting in line to get searched, and one Italian guy said, no, I want to search her. His supervisor said, you touch her, and you'll be on the unemployment line. You know the rules.
Ooh.
And besides, Julie said, he dared touch me. I know where it hurts.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, okay. Now, also here, Stephen Harper, our lovely prime minister, has put a hold on Parliament, which means we're not getting... Parliament was originally supposed to come back after its winter recess or Christmas recess on January 25th, but he's postponed it till March 3rd. And he said it had something to do with financial stuff and whatever. But, and on March 4th, and this is after the Olympics, and on March 4th, they're bringing down the budget. So who knows? You know?
Mm.
Welcome to Canadian politics, and you thought your politics was interesting. And unfortunately, four Canadian soldiers were killed in Afghanistan today.
I know.
And one reporter. Did you hear that?
That's awful.
Yeah, from a paper called the Calgary Herald.
Mm.
So, needless to say, even reporters are.
At risk.
Yeah, thank you. Now I know why I respect women, because they can speak better English than me.
No, we're just finishing your sentences. It's been a tough year for journalists, actually. There have been a lot of journalists killed in the Middle East, whether it was Iraq or Afghanistan. But I think what's really troubling, obviously, for Canada, too, the five Canadians killed, as you mentioned.
Right.
But you're talking about the CIA, the eight Americans.
Right.
A lot of them, some sort of top brass for the CIA, so not good for the U.S. as well.
No. Yeah, so when I saw her, the first thing she did is she hugged the stuffing out of me so hard. I was like, Julie, please. I almost couldn't breathe.
Wow. That's how
much she missed me. And I said, first of all, she goes, no, you won't find out what I got you until you ask me. Okay, how was your trip? You know, I had to ask her that first. Because I have a habit of any time she goes anywhere, what did you get me before I ask her how was her trip?
Mm.
And she's got me by the you-know-what. And in the World Junior Hockey Championships, I know in the States it's not really covered that much. Tomorrow, it's Canada against the U.S. The winner goes to the semifinals. My prediction, Canada 4, your team 1. That's the world. I know the World Junior Hockey Championships doesn't get much coverage.
Junior hockey. All right. Well, I'm going to watch to see. I'm going to watch to at least look up the scores.
Right.
And see if you're right. You're saying
Canada,
1 for the U.S.
Canada. Yeah. And today we announced our Olympic hockey team.
It's loaded with superstars, I'm sure.
Let's see. Well, Sydney, of course, made it.
Uh-huh.
The goalies were, all three of them were from Quebec. Roberto Luongo, Marc-Andre Fleury, and Marty Brodeur. So,
gee, that's rough, isn't it? Brodeur, who's setting all kinds of records. All three of them are incredible.
Yeah,
like walls in themselves. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, has U.S. announced its team yet?
Not that I know of. I haven't seen that anywhere.
Neither have I. And with it being in 6 weeks, and I'm thinking this is the way I'm looking at it. Who's going to fight it out for the gold? Our guys and your guys.
That's probably.
With Sweden, because they won it last time with Sweden. The Russians, except for, Ovechkin. Who else do they have?
Not anyone I can think of.
Yeah, I mean, sorry to bring up the bad news with this, and I do apologize. Now, I'm hoping that Julie will say yes in 2010.
Oh, yeah, that's a good resolution to make that happen, to hope that happens.
Yeah, and remember, you're invited, but her aunt's not.
All right, Slam and Sammy, have a good new year.
Okay, take care, gorgeous.
All right, you too. And talking about resolutions, Sam, of course, with a longtime girlfriend, hoping that she'll say yes when he asks her to get married. And he talked about that on this show a long while ago, actually. All right, we've been talking about a lot of different things. We're pinging and ponging all over the place, if there is such a thing, on this last day of 2009. Still the world buzzing over the TSA myths or TSA in general, and the security in the United States and visa process, like I said, the visa process. And ultimately, could other things happen as a result of this bomber almost blowing up that Detroit plane? Because it's been less than a week. So there's reports and shots over the bow back and forth as to who screwed up. And, you know, was that one of the worst moments of 2009? I'd have to say yes. It's interesting that some of the worst moments of 2009 have actually come in the fall, especially when it comes to politics. You start off the year, and no matter what you think of Barack Obama, it was certainly historic. You have the first black president being sworn in, and the economic numbers and how bleak things were for so many people. The unemployment numbers certainly way higher than the 10% that we keep hearing about. This is one of the worst recessions, or in the beginning of the year, it certainly looked to be that way since the Great Depression. And there were some strange moments, to say the least, in politics, healthcare being one of them, first trying to shove it through the system, then the compromises happening at the tail end of the year, especially with the Senate, because so many of those were revealed, some of the other nonsense that happened on the Hill, and just even politically, some of the crazy, scandalous affairs stuff that some of it making absolutely no sense. And then, of course, the Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor being sworn in. And now in March, we're going to have the Second Amendment fight. So the gun rights, huge coming into 2010 as to what will happen there. Very big. And that's just, a couple of months away. In the meantime, as I said, so much of the focus is still on this terror plot and the fact that the CIA had a detailed report on the Nigerian man well before this bombing. But the distribution apparently was held up. The latest thing that I've heard is it was held up because of the lack of a photo. The biggest thing that I constantly think is the takeaway from this, other than it's obvious that we're very unprepared security-wise. You know, you're on your own. If you're waiting for the government to bail you out, you've got to be like the survivalists. You have to have a survivalist attitude, or I like the other word, preppers. You have to be like a prepper because, sorry, kid, I don't know that this government's going to help you out, and that's what I think we saw as a result of what happened in Detroit, kind of one of those last straw things. So the CIA's Africa desk was working on a report on the suspect well before the attack happened, but they didn't actually disperse it because they were waiting for pictures of the Nigerian in question, Abdullah Matalib, and didn't get it and just kind of pushed it off to the side. And look what could have happened. Can you imagine if that plane had blown up? Oof. And then all that stuff was revealed. Wow. It was John Sheldon who said, never tell your resolution beforehand or it's twice as onerous as a duty.
And now for something completely different.